Well, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah had confronted Ahab and declared to him, given a decree, a prophetic decree that he had heard from God, that it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. And God used that not just to judge Israel, but to try to awaken Israel's heart for him. And so having given that word, he went and lived by the brook Cherith for a season, was fed by ravens who brought him bread. It's always been a powerful statement to me because ravens were unclean to the Jewish people. And yet, they were the ones that God used to feed him. One of the things you need to understand, sometimes things happen in our life that seem very unclean, that just doesn't seem right. But God can feed you through those places if your heart's yielded to him. He can teach you things and draw you in. But he leaves that place because the word of the Lord came to him, verse 8 of 1 Kings 17, saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you." And so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Please give me a little water in a jar that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, and only a handful of flour in the bowl, and a little oil in the jar. Behold, I'm gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And then Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterwards you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth." And so she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days, and the bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. There's so many things in the scripture that's just blessed me over the years, but today I just wanted to point out the issue is that when Elijah goes, I'm assuming he thought this was going to be a sort of a wealthy woman, and of course she was about to die because she was so poor, and she was a Gentile, which is another unclean thing for a Jew to do. And he went and he asked her to bring him some water, then asked, you know, the story to bring him a piece of bread, and she declares that she's gathering sticks to cook their last little bit so they can die. Now here's the interesting thing to me. It says, when God gave Elijah the word, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Well, the only person who didn't get the news was the widow, because she didn't say anything about, "Oh yeah, I've been waiting for you to show up because God commanded me to provide for you." But God said he had commanded a widow there to provide for you. And what God had done, he had commanded the blessing into that situation, regardless of whether the woman knew it, regardless of whether when Elijah saw her and he heard the story, it didn't seem to him like somebody had been commanded to provide either. But the reality is that God gave him this word, and God commanded the blessing, the provision, the favor in the situation before Elijah ever got there. That's true for all of us. For every situation, for every circumstance you and I find ourselves going into, God's already commanded the blessing, the favor. We just have to walk into it in faith. I mean, Elijah headed for Zarephath just in faith, in obedience. But you need to know the grace, the provision, the physical provision, the material provision, the emotional provision, the relational provision, the favor of God is waiting for you to show up in the situation that you're going into. Whether it's daily stuff, I got to go to work, or you wake up in your relationship with your husband or your wife, or dealing with your kids, anything that God's called you to, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." So whatever it is he's called you to in your life, in the small and in the big, he's prepared to release his provision because it's already there waiting for you. That's why we can approach every situation and every circumstance, not in fear and anxiety, but we can walk into those places resting in our heart that even though nobody else may know about it, the provision is there waiting for me. If you, in any way, shape, or form, or I, have ever known God's supernatural provision, how many of you at some point in your life have known God's supernatural provision? God doing something in your life that can only be explained in terms of God. It doesn't have to look like a miracle. You just know God came through. If you've ever known God's supernatural provision, then you should never start any thought pattern or conversation with what you don't have. Let me say that to you again. If you've ever known God's supernatural provision in your life, you should never start a thought pattern or a conversation with what you don't have. What does he say in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3? For we have been blessed, have been, it's already there, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. What does he say to Peter, the Holy Spirit says? That everything that pertains to life and godliness is already yours in Christ. And you see, when Paul would speak, Paul would use language like, he'd speak to those who are in Christ at Colossae. Because to Paul, being in Christ was the most relevant reality than anything else. And if you're in Christ, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is yours in Christ. So Paul knew the realm of reality that he walked in. Everywhere he went, in every situation, circumstance, every temptation, every opportunity, he was in Christ. And the blessing has already been commanded. He just has to walk into it and watch God do it. Now, why did God do it this way? This lady was about to die because he was wanting to show off, because God loves to show off, because it teaches us how to believe, how big he is. Amen? Our extremities are always God's opportunities. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.